95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, happy hour, brew review time, Friday. That means Josh Messer Prada's in the house, and we're grateful because he's brought us these amazing beers.
Yeah.
We tried a couple of, well, we haven't tried any of these before, so these are all first-time beers
exactly.
For us, yep. You know. And then I see like a monster can on the back end of this, but there's this weird little character that is unopened right there in your hand.
Notice our friend on there?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Is that a... it's a dragon. Oh, it's a gargoyle. My bad. Not a dragon.
That is... this is tied for first for my favorite IPA-generating beer house.
Well, you should like this one, then.
Oh.
So this is our friends over there at Stone.
Yeah!
Right?
Woo!
This is Down Understruck.
Who? Okay.
Down Understruck.
Down Understruck?
So double IPA with Australian hops. Get it? Down Under?
Down Under. Wow.
Like Down Under, but...
Steve, do your like Australian
thunder.
Accent for everybody. Down Under.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mike.
That's really good. You sound just like the crocodile guy.
Is that Australian?
No, he was not at all. He's British. He's don't just encourage,
oh, wow.
Encourage him.
Ooh-wee.
So, another high
That's
ABV.
That's super
like said,
stinky.
9%. Well, it's stunk.
Not in a bad way.
No,
I don't mean that bad at all.
I know what you mean.
That's skunky, wow. Smelly, strong.
That is moist and sticky. Okay, so Stone's always doing like these off-the-wall stuff.
Stone is known for that dankness, is what he was
That's
describing
very,
as stinky, right?
Very hoppy.
Yeah.
And the hops in this one are not playing around.
No.
It's the first thing you get.
Oh, I love
and
this.
And it's so still
much.
Hanging out.
Right.
I love this.
After a 10-second sip.
So for your hop heads out there that love that, this is absolutely the beer for you. Again, another special release.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very limited on package.
Okay.
We haven't draft. Obviously, whew. Again, check out our website.
He means srparot.com/a beer finder.
That
holy mackerel.
I would like to find this beer everywhere I go.
I'm getting that dankness on my exhale.
Oh, it lingers.
There's so much hop that it's almost making my lips numb.
Yeah. Like if you went to
seriously,
if you went to like a brew house or whatever, and you grabbed a menu and you ordered the hop sandwich, this would be it.
There you go.
And I would order it. I would order two of them. No fries. Keep the fries.
Oof.
I just want. This is great.
Yeah.
And at what percent?
That's 9%.
No, I should not be operating this heavy machinery right now.
Yeah, that's but
right.
You
it's
are.
Fine. It's fine. This is very, very good. It doesn't really have that the overwhelming alcohol burner.
No, not at all. But it is very, very hoppy, very bitter. Definitely not for a someone that is just stepping in the craft beer.
No.
Because I think you would definitely shy away after this.
You'd probably
someone that
be
is,
turned off.
Yeah, if you are well-versed in the craft world and you do like that hop bitterness, this is... going to be right up your alley.
Oh, this is so good.
Apparently, this was released as one of their 19th anniversary beers.
Okay.
And people clamored for it, and they've remade it and put it as its own thing. But again, special release.
It's got an amazing can, too. If I could talk about the can
version, cool.
It's great.
That gargoyle on there is very cool.
Yeah.
Steve calls them dragons for some reason.
Yeah.
It's a man dragon.
Sorry.
it sounds like it might be a Netflix series, Mandragon. Like a guy who'd be like, he have a suit on, and then he'd go into a phone booth. It was a Superman thing. All right, you got one more giant beer right there, Josh.
I got one of our tall boys, the 19.2 ounce. Call them stovepipes.
Okay, I get
24
it.
Ounces, but sure. I don't think you're going to want 24 ounces of this at one time.
You don't think?
That 19.2 is perfect.
We'll take the challenge.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a 9.2% beer at 19.2 ounces. So,
wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of ABVs for OZs.
Right. That's clever. I'll give you this one.
Give us a second.
Wow. So Sierra Nevada's Atomic Torpedo.
Okay.
So we've had we've had their Torpedo before. We've had their Tropical Torpedo.
Right. Yeah.
But now we have a Atomic Torpedo, which is their Imperial IPA with a much higher ABV. I think we had sampled this about a year ago, maybe a little bit further back, in a variety pack.
Okay.
And at that time it was 8.2%. So you know what?
You stepped it up.
Let's step it up a little bit, and now we'll release it in single serves as well.
Wow. Okay.
So you're going to find these at your convenience stores, the independent convenience stores, racetracks, Wawa's, stuff like that. Or, what's the other thing we can do?
Oh, you mean srprod.com/beerfinder.
There you go.
Go there and just bang it in. I'm going to do that for several of these beers just to go remember, because I'm memory slipping right now. All I can remember is this beer last time was really good. Ooh. And now it's been elevated.
So this one's really, really nicely balanced, sweet, especially sweet, for 9.2%.
Sweet.
You get a tiny
lot sweeter of a tateness.
So that's going to be that malt.
Look how clear, you know, that is,
too. And that's what I think is balancing it out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Is that little bit of sweetness from the malt.
Right.
Again, still very, very hoppy. Yes. Sign of that like pine resin.
Right.
A little bit. Not so much tropical as, you know, the luau or anything like that, but very nicely balanced and super solid.
Yeah. Nicely balanced is a perfect description for it. And all this time that we've done brew reviews and learned stuff about it, Josh, this is like it's high ABV, but look how calm it is. It's not going to hurt you. I mean, you want to sip it.
I was going to say 19 ounces. So
19 plus.
Do you still want 24 ounces? Or you think you can do the 19 too?
Maybe I'll get two of them.
There you go.
And I'll pour one in a thermos.
Well,
for work. Right.
Right.
So you're going to bring it in here, yeah.
Luckily, most of these places that are selling these single serves are doing 2-4 deals.
Okay.
So, you know, check it out. So you might be able to get two for a better price.
That's right.
Steve's all about the bargain. He's been couponing lately, too.
Okay.
If you want some help, if you need anything particularly you're looking for, Steve can help you find it out. Get you a good deal.
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sorry, not right now.
All of these were great flavors. And some would say, wait a minute, you guys only had 4 beers? Yes. 4.
I will say that the Atomic Torpedo is year-round.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
I was feeling pressure to run out to my stores. We'll only run for the other 3, and Atomic Torpedo, we'll just hang out. Well, until next time we see you, Josh, thank you very much. Thanks, and guys. Cheers.